Kashi, and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories for today. The ICICI Bank's Board of Directors has said that Chanda Kochhar, MD and CEO of ICICI Bank, will be on leave till the ongoing independent inquiry against her is completed. In its meeting, the board also appointed Sandeep Bakshi as the whole-time director and chief operating officer designate. He will report to the ICICI Bank CEO. In its regulatory filing, ICICI Bank has also established that Kochhar will continue to hold the position of chief executive in the organization. Bakshi's tenure will be for a period of 5 years and his appointment is subject to regulatory approval. He will assume office today or on the date of regulatory and other approvals, whichever is later. He may be on sick leave and unable to attend office, but that has not stopped Union Minister Arun Jaitley from actively batting for the government on social media. He took his latest pot shot at the opposition yesterday, tweeting that the economy and the markets reward structural reforms, fiscal prudence, and macroeconomic stability. They punish fiscal indiscipline and irresponsibility. The transformation from UPA's policy paralysis to the NDA's fastest growing economy conclusively demonstrates this. Jaitley's post focuses on booming sectors instead. An analysis of the data released clearly shows that the construction sector is expanding by double digits. It is a job-creating sector. Investment is increasing, domestic investment is also increasing. The FDI is at an unprecedented level, he said, adding that the manufacturing sector is also expanding. That apart, the government had increased expenditure on infrastructure creation and rural projects. The Enforcement Directorate has filed a prosecution complaint or a supplementary charge sheet against liquor baron Vijay Mallya under the Fugitive Economic Offenders Act. The document has been filed before a special court under the provisions of the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, naming the defunct Kingfisher Airlines, UBHL and Vijay Mallya under the new law. The Fugitive Economic Offenders Ordinance 2018 aims to deter economic offenders from evading the law by remaining outside the jurisdiction of Indian courts. The Central Water Commission, CWC, has entered into an agreement with Google to improve flood forecast systems and disseminate flood-related information by using technology developed by the tech giant. The initiative is likely to help crisis management agencies to deal with extreme hydrological events in a better manner. Under this agreement, the CWC and Google will share technical expertise in various fields, including geospatial mapping and analysis of hydrological observation data, the Water Resources Ministry said. The CWC, which is an apex technical organization in the field of water resources, will use Google technology to improve flood prediction systems and will also use tech giant's Earth Engine to visualize and improve flood management. Moving on, the Tata Nano is all set to come in a new avatar, the all-new JM Neo EV. Not only that, the new Nano will also be incorporated in the cab service company Ola, where 400 units of the new car will initially be supplied. JM Automotive, an engineering company, has supplied parts to Tata Motors for a very long time. Tata Motors announced a joint venture with JM Automotive's Private Limited to develop special performance vehicles. JM Automotives will now source the body shell and cycle parts from Tata Motors and assemble the Neo Electric in Coimbatore. On August 15, when Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the Ayushman Bharat National Health Protection Mission, almost half of the states would not be part of it. Only 12 to 15 states will launch the scheme that day as the others are not prepared to roll it out on time. States like UP, Bihar, Assam and West Bengal may take up another 6 months or longer to launch Ayushman Bharat. Announced in the 2018 budget, the scheme was touted as the world's largest government-funded healthcare program. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Bye for now.